Okay, we're picking up from Daf Nun Tes Amar Aleph, the bottom line. Okay, so the Gemara just told us where we learned the source for the specific order of Kriyas HaTorah. And we discussed it, Kohen, Levi, and then Yisrael, like the Mishnah told us. So now the Gemara asks, what was not mentioned in the Mishnah was anything after that. So Shauchle B'nei Galila L'Rabbi Chelbo. They sent the Shaila to Rabbi Chelbo, Achrayen, after the Kohen and Levi, who reads? In other words, what Rashi explains, is there a particular order within the Yisrael? We understand that now it's up to the Yisrael. Now we're up to the Yisrael group. We're going to have Yisrael get up. But who? Is there any particular order? We have another five aliyahs on Shabbos. We have the first two. We have another five aliyahs. What do we do? So the Gemara, Rechava didn't know what to answer. He didn't know if there's a specific order within Yisrael, if there's a Darkei Shalom order. So Vishayla Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So she sent the Shayla to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Amalei, Achrayin, Koirin, after the Kohen Levi, who reads Talmid Chachamim, who would impart on Al Tzibur. The Talmid Chachamim, who were appointed to be in charge of the Tzibur, Vachrayin, Talmid Chachamim, who were impart on Al Tzibur. After that, you have people that are suitable for that, even if they weren't actually there. What is the definition of a Talmid Chacham who's royally known as Paras Al Tzibur? So Rashi brings the Gemara in Shabbos and Eluk Sharm, that has to be a Talmid Chacham. That you can ask him a dvar halach in any area, and he will answer to you. Okay, so it's very limiting nowadays. The postmen say we don't have that so much, but
I can still get
the what? Well, yeah, you can still. Jonathan, we'll qualify that. Okay, so that's what the postmen say. Postmen say if we don't have it, so we're not so much. But be'etzem that would have been the order. And it's okay. So again, number three would be Achren. You have the Talmid Chachamim, which are Mamunim. Number four would be Talmid Chachamim, which are Roy. Then Achren B'nei Talmid Chachamim, which are Hosei Mamunim Parnas Malat Zibur. So that would be number five. Achren Rosh Knesios B'chol Adam. And then after that, you have the Rosh Knesios, who are basically the people in charge of the Shul matters, the Tztok or things like that. They're not passing the Shilos, but they're in charge of taking care of the communal needs in the Shul. And then you have the Chol Adam. So now Jordy asked me, what's the pshat that Achrayin, the Rosh Knesios, and the Kol Adam go together? So I told him that he's making an assumption. There's a shayla here to read this line. Is it Achrayin, Rosh Knesios, they go for Shishi, and then afterwards the Kol Adam, they go Shvi, or is it joined together? That Achrayin, Rosh Knesios, and Kol Adam. So I think I thought the Pasha way to read it was that it's an order still. Rosh Knesios would be six, and then Kol Adam would be seven. But I saw a little bit of a discussion about that.
Well, I wouldn't say Bahrain.
Right, so that's the shot. The right to Jordan would be, it should have said Bahrain.
Who says you get to the Bnei Adam also? You might have many people who are suitable for that role. You never get past that. You might never get to Rosh Knesios. Because we're assuming you take one.
I hear what you're saying. It's not mashma like that. I think the way the post will bring it down, it's mashma that it was like Dafka Shlishi Revi Vechulik. Like that. Okay? Good. Okay, anyway, so that would have been the order. Okay, so that was the Shaila. In terms of, after Kohen Levi, what says the Gemara, right? They sent him another Shaila. The first Shaila he didn't know, he deferred to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. He sent him another Shaila. Mao Lav Dafka, it happened in the same time. Just, this is another Shaila was sent to him. Mao Likros Bechumashim Beis HaKnesses Betzibur. Can you read Bechumashim in the Beis HaKnesses Betzibur? So let's say you don't have a full Sefer Torah. Can you read from a Chumash in the Beis HaKnesses? Now Rashi explains, what are we specifically talking about? Chumash and Rashi says that they used to write the Chamish Chumash Shetor not necessarily as one unit. They would write it one each Chumash at a time. Rashi points out, V'chol Sefreim Hayu B'Megillah K'Sefer Torah Shelanu. So the way Rashi is learning is that there's no discussion over here of writing in the printed Chumash. That's Pasha that it has to be on a cloth. The Shaila was, if you have it on a cloth, but you don't have the whole Torah together, could you read it as an individual chumash? So asked him the shaila, and again, lohavah biyada, he didn't know the answer. Also, shaila Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, because went back to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, asked him the shaila, lohavah biyada, he also didn't know. Also, shaul b'midrasha, they went and they asked him the base medrash pashtua, and the answer was passed into them. Mihad Amar Shmuel and Achmein Amar Yochanan, some Gersos of Rabbi Yonasan, sefer Torah shechasa yiriyah achas ein karen bo. So they brought a riot from the din of Rabbi Yonasan that a sefer Torah that's missing a yiriyah achas, if it's missing a column, already you can't read from it. So Kol Shekein, if you only have one Chumash, right? If you have a whole Sefer Torah that's missing one column, you can't read from it. So Kol Shekein, if you only have, let's say, Chumash Shmos, you wouldn't be able to read from it. That was the riot that they were poishet. The Gemara answers, the Gemara says, that's not a good raya, Elohi. Hasam machser mechaser bemilsi. There, it's missing in its thing, literally. Hachalo mechaser bemilsi. Here, it's not missing anything. What does that mean? It says Rashi, mechaser bemilsi, shekorin lo sefer Torah v'chaserhu. The problem there is that you're calling it a full sefer Torah, and it's missing. It's a sefer Torah, which is chaser. That's a problem, because people think it's a full sefer Torah, and it's really missing something. So that's more problematic. My sheik in here, but nobody's claiming it's a full sefer. Here, I'm ready. One, we know that it's just shmos. So when you're calling it shmos, then it is shmos. That would be okay. My sheik came, or maybe it would be okay. In other words, you don't have a riot from the fact that a full sefer are missing one column. You don't have a riot from there to tell me that a chumash by itself is a problem. It could be a chumash is better than that. Okay, so that was so we're still holding by the shayla. So the Gemara says, Rav, v'yosu gamar tarvayu. Ein karen b'chumash meis haknes mishum kvara tzibur, kod tzibur. Rav Yosef, they paskin that you're not allowed to read the chumashim from in shul because of kvara tzibur. Now someone was asking, what's the kvara tzibur? What exactly, of AC, what exactly is the kvara tzibur? So some of the Rishonim say the pshat is that you're telling us that the tzibur is aranim, right? It's a poor community. That's not nice. It's like here we're flaunting the fact that we can't put together a sefer Torah. Another shot is that hagufa, that you don't have a sefer Torah. You're like flaunting the fact you don't have a sefer Torah. But either way, it's a lack of kavod for the tzibur that you have this nebucha sefer Torah. You don't need it. It's not a full one. That doesn't look kishmak.
Would it apply like the sefer Torah just like was found to be puzzle and you needed something else? Would you be able to?
If what?
The sefer Torah was found to be puzzle. So you really have a sefer Torah, but like, you must know. Wait, what was
So that's Tamashai was everything in puzzles. It's interesting. The Maisa we paskin, and the Ramah is very careful that it was brought down in Hilchos Shvi'as HaTorah that a Sefer Torah is missing even one letter is a problem. It's puzzle. However, it's very interesting that Tosis and Megillah, the Rishonim here discussed it also. They argue Tosis, but Tosis and Megillah and Daf Tes brings a raya from this Gemara that a Sefer Torah can be missing up into a column. It's only puzzle if it's missing. What is Lashana of Rabbi Yonah? So in Sefer Lashon Chasur, Yeria Achas Ein Karen Bo. Well, Yeria Achas, it's a whole column. So if you're missing a few words, it's okay. And the Rashba has a discussion. Maybe it's a chilik between if it's missing in the middle of the Torah as opposed to missing in the beginning. Sounds Megillah-dick, right? When learning Sefer Megillah. There it comes out, might even be the opposite of the way the Gemara says it. I'll call upon different shitas, but the way we go Allah is, and you have to figure out how to read this Gemara. But the way we go Allah is that if it's missing even one letter, it's going to be a problem. But there are Rishonim that pull out from our Gemara that could be missing a lot and still be kosher. Could be that's the source of the Shitas HaRambam. There's a Rambam that Kesavisha brings down. Rambam holds the Sefer Torah, possibly you can read from it. Quick Maisa. There's a Maisa in the Brisker Rov. It was by Chassidish, a place for Shabbos. And it was a Shaila in the Sefer Torah. And the Rebbe was going to pass. He said, the Rav is here. The Brisker Rov is here. Let him go. So the Brisker Rov came up. He looked at it. He said, "Seder." Continue reading from it. And then later, like after Shabbos, the Rebbe went. He looked at the Sefer Torah. He said, "It's a fossil. Why did the Rav say it's kosher?" So he found the Rav. I think the Rav was visiting a town for Shabbos. So he asked. He found the Rav later. He said, "What happened?" So he said, "I knew it was fossil, but I knew that if I'm gonna tell you that it's fossil, you're gonna go carry another Sefer Torah to bring it over here. And I hold that the Erev is puzzle and you can't be Samech on the Erev. So I'd rather be Samech on Shita Sarambam that you could read from a puzzle Sefer Torah than for you guys to make on the Erev." So that was the Maisa. So there is the Shita that some say that the Rambam is coming from here. That you see, it could be missing up until a column. Right? So that, okay.
I'll call upon him. Can we rely on the Rambam in terms
of you see, the Brisker Rav did. The question is, Halacha L'maaseh, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. It's a big issue. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Damar Tervayu, Hai Sefer Avtarta, Asan Likri Bei B'Shabbos. So Rabbi Yosef, they said together, they both said the same idea, that a Sefer of Avtarta, it's Asr to read from it on Shabbos. Now what's a Sefer Avtarta? Pashat Pshat, a Sefer Avtarta is a Sefer that just had the Avtoras in it. Right? They didn't print all of Sefer Yishai and all of Sefer Shmuel. They just put the Avtaras together. I saw this. Someone brought this to me like a year ago, and I was like, "What? I've never heard of this." And then I realized it's this Gemara. There is such a thing of a Sefer Avtoras. The one they brought me was not a joke because it was printed, so it didn't really gain much from that. We'll talk about it in a second. But there was a L'chair. There's a Musug of, and if it's printed, you might as well just have a printed Tanakh, right? But if there was a Musug of having just a Sefer Avtoras for the same idea, it was much easier to put that together than to put together all of the Nach and the Ksuvim even for the Avtoras.
It's very convenient. I assume that existed.
Very convenient, right? It's very convenient. So that's the Gemara he's talking about, a Sefer Avtarta.
We're talking about a cloth, yeah?
Pashup, yeah, we'll get that in a second. Pashup Pshat, that's what I'm saying. We're talking about, like, the Fi Rashi, we already said. The whole discussion over here is only about a cloth. Not talking about printed things. So even though we use the term Chumashim colloquially to refer to a printed Chumash, but that's why Rashi is telling you, that's why you read the Rashi. The definition of a Chumash going to Rashi is just, it's not the entire Torah. It's not the Torah in its entirety, but it's not that it was printed. Okay, anyway, so Rav Yosef said, Asur Lamikri B'Shabbos. My time, Lolit in the Kosev, because you're not allowed to write it down like that. What's Lolit in the Kosev? Again, Lafi Rashi, you're not allowed to write it down less than a full Sefer. Now, by the way, here Rashi's learning that by the Nevi'im, the problem is writing less than a full Sefer. By the Torah, we spoke about having a Chumash, where you're writing a full Sefer, just not the whole Torah together. By the Nevi'im, it's Mavur that to have, if you have the whole particular Navi that you're reading from, let's say you have a Haftarah in Yeshayo, you have all of Yeshayo, that's okay. The problem is if it's not, you weren't allowed to write it down less than a full Sefer.
It's the same for Chumash that you also can't write.
You
can't write half of it by Yikra, for example.
Yeah, the Al-Khor would be the true also. But I'm saying the Chiddush by Chumash was that even if you have the full Sefer, you can't do it. Right? That was their terrors, even by Fabulous. But anyway, here, so daytime, you're not allowed to write less than a whole Sefer. So that was their terrors. So he says, well, not only that, it's actually usher to move it. It's muktzah. My time, adalo chazil mikribe. Right? Because you can't use it. Since you can't read from it, it has no use. So memela, it becomes muktzah on Shabbos. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. Shari l'taltuli. It's mutter to move it. Vishari l'mikribe. And it's also mutter to read from it, which they go hand in hand, right? Once mutter to read from it, it's no longer muktzah. They used to be ma'ayin in the sifra da'garata b'shapso. Now, what is that? What's the void of the sifra da'garata b'shabbos? The point is, here you had something which was not supposed to be, in other words, it was Torah shebichsav. I'm sorry. Here was a Torah Shabbat thing. It was Torah Shabbat Peh that was written down. So here was it was the Agadata part. It was the Sifra and the Agadata of Shabbos. They were reading on Shabbos, and it was written down. So, in fact, the Gemara, how could that be? How could Rav Yishalkesh do that? You're not allowed. It's not allowed to be written down. So, just like Rav Yishalkesh, when it came to Torah Shabbat Peh, even though you're not allowed to write down Torah Shabbat Peh, they allowed themselves to read Torah Shabbat Peh from Aksav. Why? Because Eis Lasos Lashem, says Rashi, when you have a time where you're coming to do a takana Lashem Shemayim, so then we allow what? Hefer Terzach, we allow you to go against the Torah, to abrogate the Torah in order to accomplish your goal. So in this case, Rashi says it wasn't able, right? Lo Efsher, says Rashi, it wasn't Efsher to not write it down because this Mayitalev, Torah Mishkav, people forgetting the Torah, they couldn't remember everything by heart. So Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, they read from the Torah Shabbat Peh, which was written because of Eis Lasos Lashem. So just like they did it over there, says the Gemara, Hachanami came with the Lo Efsher, Eis Lasos Lashem, Efeit Rasecha. Same thing over here when it comes to the Haftorah. Not every tzibur is able to have all of the Nevi'im and Ksuvim written so that they can read for the different Haftorahs, that they can pull out every Sefer as when needed. And Mamela, we allowed you to write the Sefer Haftarah. So again, so it should come out like this. It will come out from our Gemara that if you had a Sefer of Haftorahs that are written on a cloth, for sure it should be okay. The Levush, and the post can bring it down, that the Taz, the Magen Ravon, they talk about this, that again, this whole Heter would only be, like we saw in Rashi, if you have a cloth. So if you have a cloth, and you have this Sefer, the Haftarta, that was written on a cloth with all Haftorahs together, so then we would be maker. But to have a printed stuff wouldn't be necessarily like that. The Magen Avraham wants to say that nowadays the printed stuff is okay. Told the Shailam, the place of the Maisa, the Mishabura, suggests what?
In America, everyone reads out those Sefer Haftarahs.
So don't say everyone. Just because we all grew up where we grew up with what we saw, it doesn't mean that's everyone, right? There are places that are marked. First of all, there's a Maila to read it, to have it from a full Sefer. And that's why a lot of places they read it from a Tanakh. Once it's printed, like, what's the big deal? You might as well have all Tanakh, right?
But it only applies to no English translation or any Pirush. Because the book is whole thing with, like, it's not called the Sefer, has any, like, Torah.
That's interesting. Again, you have to know where the alumnus is. I'm not sure if they're going to get to this. I hear. But usually in the shul, they have a Tanakh that doesn't have other things there. just has the, it just has
the Koran.
Right, you have the Tanakh, and then you're getting the mile at least that all of it is together. In other words, there's two issues here. There's the issue is the klaf. There's one issue of the klaf, and what our Gemara is dealing with is not having the full sefer. Is not having the sefer shalom. So therefore, there is an inyan and a difus to have a sefer shalom or Tanakh for that matter. But the best thing would be to do that. But klaf, Mishnah Berurah suggests strongly that every tzibur that could should have the klaf. And Eretz Yisrael, they're much more makbid about it. At least the Litvish, because the grove is very makbid, and therefore Yerushalayim, come out all of the Israeli Litvish shuls are makbid on this. And yeshiva are makbid. Gil will never allow a haftorah that's not from the
klaf. My brother once in a while takes that to them.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe he's a pretty more American.
Also, would never allow the klaf at least.
Al Kopanim says the Gemara Vayter. Okay, now this is the famous Gemara. Right? This is the famous Gemara based on Hashem and Feyter Asecho that Torah Shebal Peh was written down. Now, by the way, what do you see from this Gemara? Everybody is under the impression that who wrote down the Torah Shebal Peh was already from the time of Rebbe. Right? The Rishiv actually just mentioned in one of the shiurim recently that it's not true. I actually thought that the Feyter Rambam Nisra, but he was saying it's a Devar Pashas. I thought it was Machlekes, but he was saying that even till the Rebbe, what he did wasn't necessarily that he wrote it down. He just arranged it, compiled it. But it was written down was later. And therefore, that's what you see over here. The Chiddush Gemara is saying, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they're Ma'ayin. It sounds like over here, like, even at their time, it wasn't so Pashas that things were written down. I mean, if this is right from the times of Rebbe, like, what's the Gemara saying? Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish or Ma'ayin, Sefer Negarata? Like, what?
Mishnah Negarata, they're two different. Mission more, you know.
Same you saw more Torah Shebal Peh. No. The many hold that Rishiv was saying it's never Pashut. I thought it was Machlekes. Rishiv was saying it's never Pashut. But that even after Rebbe, even the Mishnah wasn't necessarily written down in the times of Rebbe. It was later. There's a Maritzchias about. Do not quote him. Talk about
what? Doesn't mean that he arranged it then.
The order that we have that things were he decided which brises were going to make it into the right. He made the Mishnah. What we have is Jesus said in Mishnah, which prices made it, which didn't make it, which were the authentic, was Stam Mishnah, Rebbe, right? That's what Rebbe put together.
But it wasn't written?
Wasn't necessarily written down.
That makes how do you choose them?
How did you arrange
it? These are the Mishnahs are going to be in the Jesus and Mishnah.
Everyone had their own personal notes.
That was the seventh. That's correct. That's the seventh. But I'm saying, as written down, as official, that's all the rise that we had personal. It's okay. We had a rise to this also, the Marv Mitzia, we had a rise to this, that also the Torah Shebal Peh was written down. Later. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Boy minei Abaye mirabba. Abaye es rabba. Mau lichtov Megillah letino et l'slam midbo. Are you allowed to write a Megillah? Again, meaning a portion of the Torah for a child so that he can learn from it. Says the Gemara Vayter. Megillah nitno tibay the man amr Torah chasuma nitno. You could ask the question, both according to the man amr that the Torah was given, pashup shat, all at once, it was written down all at once, and also you could ask the question according to the Madama, which you're going to see coming up in the Amud, that the Torah was written piecemeal. Megillah, Megillah. How do you ask the question? That's more like this. Tipoy the Madama, Torah, Megillah, Megillah, Nitna, Kevan, Kevan, the Megillah, Megillah, Nitna, Koisim. So according to the Madama, that Torah was Megillah, Megillah, Nitna, so you say, listen, just like the Torah was written piecemeal, it was written as parasha, one parasha at a time. As Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he heard a certain, Hashem taught him a certain thing from the Torah, he would write it down, and then later on, when it was another aspect was taught, he would write that down. So that would be the tzad to say that you could do it. Odilma, even according to the Mount Omer, the Megillah Megillah Nitna, came on the Idbuk Idbuk. In the end of the day, what happened at the end when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the whole Torah to Klal Yisrael at the end? He glued it together, and he stuck them together, and tied them together, really, but they were stuck together, and they're one piece, one unit. So even the Manda Amr, even according to the Manda Amr, there was Megillah, Megillah, and it could be that nowadays, once the Torah was, after Moshe Rabbeinu put it together, you're not allowed to go back to the way it was originally. Also, the Manda Amr, Torah Chasuma Nitra. You could also ask the question the other way. Even according to the Manda Amr, the Torah was given as one unit, you could say like this, came the Chasuma Nitra in Kosin. So the Pasha way to say it is that, look, just like the Torah was given like this, so too, we have to continue that practice. Or Dilma came unto Lo Efsher Kasvina. Or maybe that was the ideal way to do it, but nowadays you can't write a whole sefer for every kid. So maybe it's a low efshar. I'm going to be kosev. So unless this is the question, that was interesting. Who asked this question? Abai asked the question from whom to who
Rabba.
To whom to about to Rabba. Now remember, we just had Rabba earlier on the page. Rabba and Yosef, they're the ones that said we're not messing around. You're not allowed to write a sefer of Torahs. So what's his answer? I'm like, ain't kosev. Umatam, the fish ain't kosev. You can't do it. What's the reason? Because you can't. Now Rashi learns that Lafisha and Kaisvin, he was giving him a reason. Afilaman Amr Megillah Megillah Nitra came the Idbag Idbag. That was the reason he was giving. Others learn that the way the Argamar seems to say that he just said it emphatically, I'm not giving you a reason. Kvegar points out that this Lashon you have in other places in Shas, you have to know exactly what it was again. According to Rashi, there is a Svara here. The Svara was, well, like that side. Once. It was even the man the Omer Megillah Megillah Nitana, you still can't do it. Because once it was put together as one unit, you can't break up that unit. But that was Rabba's teretz. It's interesting. That was Rabba's teretz. It could be. I saw about that. That might only be Rabba l'shitaso. Rabba, by the way, also it's interesting. Rabba seems to argue on this whole din of Eis Lasos L'Shem. I don't know if he argues on it completely, but he definitely argues on the application to Torah. Because Rabbi Yochanan and Mishlokim are the ones that argued on Rabba and said, "No, you have to write down the Torah. So we got to do what you got to do." So Rabba's arguing on that. So Rabba l'shitasa here is arguing on this as well. So it could be the Yochanan Mishlokish, it would be allowed. It's interesting because Halacha L'maisa, the Gemara here, just says like Rabba. And some of the Rishonim bring down that you could read it for a kid. So show like where are they coming from? So if you learn that Rabba here is l'shitasa, it makes sense. Rabba l'shitasa says you can't do it. But the Yochanan Mishlokish would say it's okay. Anyway, the Gemara challenges Rabba. Rabba, you say that you're not allowed to write it down. Ace, we have a kasha from a rice avi. Also, the Gemara tells in Yuma that Hilni Amalka, she made a tablet. She made some type of board. Shel zav was made out of zav. She parsha so the ksuv aleh, and that was in the base of English. And on this board, the parsha of sota was written there, and it was available for the kohanim when they needed to perform the sota procedure. What would they do? They would have to write on a megillah the parsha of the sota. Machlekes. The Mishnah saw exactly how much they wrote, but they wrote parts of the Seder, which we find in the Torah of Parsha Sota, and they would take it, they would erase it into the water of the Mei Sota. So she donated to the Beis HaMikdash this tavla, and it had it written out over there. So you see, so the Gemara is saying, you see from here that you're allowed to write parts of the Torah, because that wasn't the whole Torah, it wasn't even the whole Seder, she just wrote the parts of the Parsha Sota. So the Gemara says, Amram Shimon, now, it wasn't actually written out. It was written out like acronyms. It was just aleph beis, and he would be able to figure out what the words were. So it was just like they could recall their memory, but they didn't have all the words written out. How could you say that? The Braisa tells them when the Kohen would write it down, when he needed it, he would actually look at what was written on the tavla and copy it. Now, he didn't actually write what was there. He wrote like what was there. In other words, he figured out based on Aleph Beis that was written there, he would figure out what to write.
What's the kasha?
Before we answered Kimash Shekasav, it sounds like he's writing exactly what he sees on the tavla.
Which is the problem, because he has to write the real deal.
Yeah, obviously he for sure has to write the real deal. He for sure has to write it.
Even though you can't write just one parsha.
Yes, yeah, so that's it. For the Parsha Sota, that's obviously exactly the custom. You can do it.
Yeah, so like to fill out the Mishnah, you don't have to write the whole Sefer.
Very good, very good. Nice, yeah. Eisei v'kishu koisev roi betavlo v'koisev masha kosev betavlo. So the Raisa says, he writes what he sees. And what does he see? Ma'u kosev betavlo. What's written on the tavla? Im shachav. What did he see on the tavla he's copying over? Im shachav, im lo shachav. The pasuk says im shachav, im lo shachav. Tosa points out the pasuk doesn't actually ever say im shachav. And Tosa says, the Gemara just says im shachav, it really means to say va'aki sot. But the Torah does use the word im lo shachav. So that those words he was copying over from the tavla. So it's mefurish now. It wasn't just aleph beis. It wasn't just letters. It was the actual words of the parsha. So the Gemara answers, "Achav ma'askin and b'seirugin." Here, what are we talking about? B'seirugin was written b'seirugin. What does it mean b'seirugin? Rashi says they write a few words, and then the rest of it with the alpeis. So he didn't actually write a parsha of the Torah. The issue would be to write a whole parsha by itself. He didn't really write the whole parsha. He wrote a few words, and from there, the Kohen, after the few words, they would have letters, and the Kohen would be able to figure out everything from there. Now the Gemara says, "Kitzrayim." This whole deed of writing down parshios is actually machlokes tanoim. What do we find? We find Machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama says, "In Kaisin Megillah L'Tinok L'Slamid Bo." You're not allowed to write a Megillah L'Tinok that he should learn from. V'imdaito L'Hashlem Mutter. But if you're planning on writing it eventually as a full sefer, so then it's okay. So basically, Shita Tanakama is you're not allowed to do it. You can't do it at all. You can't just write Parashios. Okay, if you're going to be writing now all sefer Torah, then you could do it. In the meantime, you can teach the kid, but you have to be planning on writing all Sefer Torah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer bebreishis ad dur hamavu, b'toras konim ad vayivayom hashmini. Rabbi Yehuda says, in Sefer Breishis, you can write the particular parsha from the beginning of the Sefer until dur hamavu. So not that much of Sefer Breishis, right? Just in the parsha's Noach. And when it comes to Sefer Vayikra, which Chazal referred to as Toras Kohanim, there you can write from the beginning of the Sefer until Shmini, which is also not that far into the Sefer. So Rabbi Yehuda allows specific parshios to be written by themselves, but otherwise you're not allowed to do it. So it would come out, and just to strengthen the point we said before, it comes out that nobody really argues in Rava too much in our Gemara. Because Tanakhama says he can't do it, and even Rabbi Yehuda just allows very specific things. So Rabu said you can't write for the Tinoch, would sound like that's the Psak. So how could other Rishonim say that we could do it? So it might be like we're saying that Rabba is only the Shitas. A little bit not so Gishmak. Why didn't the Gemara bring in the other Shitas here? I mean, we already brought Rav Yochanan Mishalkish before. Why didn't the Gemara tell us that Rav Yochanan Mishalkish he argued? Okay. Yesh Lotan. Says the Gemara Vaita. Omar, Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Bono. Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rabbi Bono. Torah Megil Megil Nitna. The Torah was written. Pashab Shalafirash means it was written piecemeal. That means Moshe Rabbeinu would get a certain parsha of the Torah, he would write it down, and then throughout the midbar he was writing it, and at the end he put it all together. Okay, as Rashi says, Kishinemra parsha Moshe Yakosva, Lufasof Mem, at the end of the 40 years of the midbar, when all the parashas were together, then he put them together and Tafran, then he sewed them together. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. Shenemar, where's the right? Ozer Marti, the David HaMelech says until him, he named Basim and Megillah Sefer Kosov Alai. And Rashi brings down that David HaMelech was in trouble because everybody was tining that he wasn't really a Kosher Yid because Rus wasn't allowed to come into Klal Yisrael. So he says now, it was already predicted in early in the Sefer Torah when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer Torah because there, what does it say? By the Benos Lot. So there the Pasuk says that by Benos Lot, and we learn out the Nimtzos that they're around, that they're going to be around later on, like Rashi brings from the Pasuk of Matzasi David Avdi, that they're going to be around. Who are the two Torahs? Oh, that's where David Melch came from. So really, David was already from the David who says, I already came in. Amarti, in a bus, I already come into the Megillah Sefer, already from what's written in the Torah. So you see, there's a reference to the Torah as a Megillah. So you see that it was written as a Megillah. Why is David referring to the Torah as a Megillah? Because it was written as a Megillah. It was written piecemeal. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Torah chasuma nitna. Rav Shimon ben Lakish says the Torah was written completely, as a complete unit. Shenem lakoach sefer Torah zeh. The pasuk says, take this sefer Torah and give it. So v'idach, so what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this? Nami yaksev lakoach. It says the hadil koach. It says to think all sefer Torah. So who the pasuk did book? The pasuk teres. Yeah. This pasuk, Lakoach Sefer HaTorah, where is this pasuk? This is the pasuk Dvarim Lamanaf, the end of Sefer Dvarim. This is the end of the 40 years of the Midbar. So after everything was together, was put together, so then it was one unit. So yeah, Lakoch, take the whole Sefer Torah. That's what Rabbi Yochanan will say. V'idach, ay. So what does Reish Lakish do? Nami Yaksiv Megillah Sefer, the Kosov Alai. The pasuk, David Melch refers to the Sefer Torah as a Megillah. So Reish Lakish will answer, ahu. The Chola Torah Kula Ikri Megillah. That's because the whole Torah is called a Megillah. Why is it called a Megillah? The Chsiv VaYomer Elai Ma Taroya VaYomer Ani Roya Megillah Afa. This is a pasuk in Zechariah. And Kadosh Baruch Hu asks him, "What do you see?" And he says, "I see this Megillah Afa." So that you see that the Torah is referring to is being referred to as a Megillah. That's one teretz. That Ein Hanami. It's called a Megillah not because it was written Megillah. It was written piecemeal, one section at a time. But rather, because the Torah can be referred to as a Megillah. The whole Torah is called for this Megillah. Inam is there Levi, Damar Levi, Shmona Parashios, Namar Biyom, Shokam Boa Mishkan. Levi says there were eight Parashios that were written the day that the Mishkan was erected. Now we'll see exactly the eight Parashios in a second, but why is that important? How does that answer the question? Rashi tells us these eight Parashios, which do not appear next to each other in the Torah, they were all written that day because they were necessary for that day. And Memela, the other parashas had to be filled in. So that's why it's referred to as Megillah. Not because it was really written, like Rashi said, over the 40 years. It's just that right away we had to write these sections. So each one was written as its own Megillah, because they're not near each other in the Torah. So therefore we refer to the whole Torah, everything else also called Megillah, because after these sections were written, then Moshe Rabbeinu went back and he filled in everything else. What were these eight sections? So the Gemara says, Elohim, Parshas Kohanim, the Parsha of the Kohanim, which is, Rashi tells you the laws of Tumah Vatar and Parshas Emor, not Tumah Vatar only, but the laws of the Kohanim in Parshas Emor, the Nalav, Bimatamid again, Mumim Bechule, Uparshas Levim, the Parsha of Levim, which Rashi says does not mean the dinim that apply to the Levi, like to get Meiser, it means that the Kohanim had to wave the Aaron HaKohen, had to wave the Levim to inaugurate them to be used in the Avodah. Uparshas Tmeim, the parasha of the Tmeim, sending them out of the Machaneh. Tosa argues on this, perhaps that's Rashi. Uparshas Shiluach Tmeim, and then the din of sending the Tmeim outside. So, according to Rashi, the parasha of Tmeim is referring to the hilchos, the halachos of the Korban Pesach, because of the halachos of the Pesach, we need to talk Pesach Sheni, so the halachos of the Tmeim, that we're going to bring the Pesach Sheni, who were Tamei on the first Pesach, they were written, so that was already told now. That's the lachas of the Tmeim. And Parashat Shiluach Tmeim is sending the Tmeim out of the different makos. The Parashat Achrimos, the dinim in Parashat Achrimos, which are negiah to Yom Kippur. Who Parashat Shtuyayin, who Parashat Neiros, who Parashat Parashat Parashat, the dinim Shtuyayin, not to go to the Mikdash when you're drunk. And the lachas of lighting the Neiros in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan. And the lachas of Paraduma, which Rashi says was done the day after the Mishkan was hukah.